The following program has been pre-recorded for broadcast at this time. The Outdoorsman Radio Show is brought to you by Ellis Outdoors, LLC. Baltimore is listening to Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County. Time again for the Outdoorsman Radio Show. Here are your hosts, Alan and Robin Ellis.
Tell the folks about Clyde Sports Shop. Well, if you're looking for a great rifle, I'm going to recommend one from Clyde Sports Shop, the X-Bolt Hunter from Browning. Now, Clyde's is your full-line Browning dealer, and the X-Bolt been around for a while. It was a predecessor, or the predecessor was the A-Bolt, which I have a 300 mag, which I've shot my Maryland Bear with, as a matter of fact. But if you want a fancy one, get the Medallion. That's got the rosewood caps on the grip and on the forend. But the X-Bolt Hunter, that's the one you want to take in the woods. It's got a nice satin walnut finish stock. It doesn't reflect. It's got a matte blue barrel, detachable rotary magazine, a short throw bolt, and an adjustable trigger. And it's just a typical, good-looking, big-game rifle. Put your best optics on it, and you'll be just fine with that X-Bolt Hunter. And the X-Bolt comes in all different styles and colors and camos and Cerakotes and all that stuff. So you can see all the X-Bolts at Clyde Sports Shop. 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road in Lansdowne. They're just off Beltway exit number 9. And you could call it Halethorpe, too, if you wanted. They've been around since 1957, been a full-line Browning dealer since the 60s, so they got them all, rifles, shotguns, handguns. Why not stop by or give them a call, 410-242-6108. That's 242-6108, area code 410. They're open 7 days a week for firearms, licenses, ammunition, scope mounting, and they have the scopes, too, and accessories. It's Clyde's Sport Shop. You'll be glad you did. Now, I stopped by Backyard Billy's recently. Backyard, man, that place is something else. I've got the sheet for all the November specials on it. It's two sides. You can see that, Jonathan. Look at that old special.
That's impressive.
Indeed. And that's all on the structures, on the furniture. There's money off on sheds and swing sets and playhouses and the gazebos and pergolas I'm always talking about. There's money off on all the casual furniture, the poly furniture. Why not stop by before the end of November and get your best deal right there at Backyard Village? And don't forget, they are your full line hearth and fireplace dealer for pellet, gas, electric, and even wood inserts and freestanding wooden pellet stoves, and even sell the pellets too. Backyard Billy's, Hearth America at Backyard Billy's, 410-827-4500, 410-827-4500, open 7 days a week, Route 50, exit 44B, coming from the bridge. The exit is Evans Avenue. Your backyard is going to look great, and if you're looking for something to heat your home, Hearth America at Backyard Billy's is the fireplace. We'll be right back. Hey, everybody, welcome back. This is the second hour of the Outdoorsman Radio Show. We didn't even mention the muzzleloader giveaway yet. You can email me, ellis@ellisoutdoors.com. That's Ellis, E-L-L-I-S, my last name, @ellisoutdoors.com. If you'd like to get in the muzzleloader contest, well, you can enter for yourself if you like, but we're giving away a youth muzzleloader, too. That'll be next Saturday. Send us the name of your favorite youth hunter, 16 and under, and we'll put everybody's name in the hat, all the youth in the youth drawing, all the adults in the adult drawing. We'll give away a CVA muzzleloader, 50 caliber muzzleloader. Mine just went blank on it. But we're giving away one of those to the adults, a nice camo model, and the youth is going to get a nice wolf muzzleloader. So two muzzleloader drawing next week, ellis@ellisoutdoors.com. We'll be back, and you can call in next week and get in the final week of the contest if you haven't entered already. Just had to mention that. So there's some confusion out there among deer hunters when it comes to how many deer they can take, and if they're taking antlerless deer, what antlerless deer can they take? Or I'm sorry, antler deer. What kind of antler deer can they take?
Yeah, so we've tried to keep that
as simple as possible, but it is confusing.
The antler restriction.
We apologize for that, just in general. The antler restriction is pretty straightforward. But
right.
So the antlered or buck bag limit is statewide.
Right.
Whereas the antlerless bag limit is regional, Region B versus Region A.
We'll talk about Region A in a minute.
Yeah, so the buck bag limit is statewide. You can harvest two in two separate seasons, you know, fire, muzzleloader, archery. And then there is a bonus stamp that you can buy for a third buck. And that third buck, if you're in Region B, you can use either in the other season, the one season that you didn't kill in, or you can use it to kill a second buck in a season that you already killed a buck in. If you want to take two in archery, take two in archery or two in firearms, whatever. So,
but you can't take three in archery season.
Correct.
Can't.
That is correct.
People are going, got my three, I'm tagged out.
Yeah, no, that's correct. Yeah, by regulation, yeah, you can take up to two in one.
Two and one, and not on the same day.
And not, right, the daily bag limit is one.
Okay.
So, and then we have an antler restriction.
Right.
So you get one freebie.
Yep.
It can be a spike or whatever you want. And then any other ones have to have three on one, at least three on
three
one
inch,
side.
1 inch tall. 3 points.
3 points on one side.
Side.
Yeah.
So you can take
and those points technically by Boone and Crockett standards, yes, they have to be 1 inch to count as a point, but that's normally.
We have a very good measure, very precise guy, and I won't say his name, but because he's so precise, he had a machine shop, machine a loop or a device that is exactly 1 inch in diameter and 1 inch deep. So if he has a questionable point, he pulls out his little cheater and he puts it on there and, you know. And it works for him, so it's all good, you know.
So there are, if you can hang a ring on it, it counts.
Yeah, well,
that's not good enough.
In camp, that counts. Yeah,
that's how I learned it.
Yeah, oh yeah.
Growing up in Pennsylvania.
Oh yeah, man, you hang a ring on it, it's a point.
That's
yeah,
true. Yeah. Yeah, but yeah, so that's how it works.
We call that a mainframe mate with a kicker.
There you go. Yeah. It counts as a buck. If it has a branched antler, doesn't matter how tall, if it has a antler with 2 points on one side, then it counts as a buck. Or if it has a spike that's over 3 inches,
right,
it counts as a buck.
Right.
If you kill a little spike and then both antlers are under 3 inches, that counts as a antlerless deer. So
right.
When you're checking that deer in, don't check it as a button buck. You check that as a female or antlerless male.
And that's why they asked the question.
Yes. A button buck is strictly just a young of the year, six-month-old deer with
the
with,
one that keeps showing
buttons
up on my camera.
Right. The ones that always come out first.
First and wander around and get
exactly
shot. Yeah, I know. I get it. Yeah.
And then the yearling bucks are next. But, So that's how it works. Yeah, it is a little confusing. And then the antlerless bag limit varies depending on whether you're on Region A or Region B. Region B, if you're in the suburban zone, which is our five counties there,
right,
in the middle between D.C. and Baltimore, basically, you have unlimited antlerless with
right
a bow, and then you have 10 with a – and then all of Region B, you have 10 with a muzzleloader and 10 with a firearm.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah, okay. And 10 with a bow outside of those –
outside of the
suburban
area.
Yeah.
I got it. Now, you said – you guys mentioned changes to Region A this year. They're very advantageous to the hunters.
Yeah, yeah. Region A, we had some pretty significant changes to our antlerless regulations. Prior to this year, we had different dates for private versus public land. Now it's the second week of firearm season. You have 8 days now to harvest antlerless deer. And you can also harvest two antlerless deer during that season now. So,
same day or not?
No, they can. It's a daily bag limit of one. So you can still only shoot one antlerless deer per day. But now you have 8 days to do it, and you can shoot both during the same season. But, you could, if you harvested a doe or an antlerless deer during archery season, you could harvest one during the firearm season. Or, it doesn't really matter when. It's just a total of two.
Right.
And you can – but now you can actually take them during the same season, which – as to my knowledge, I don't think you've ever been able to do that.
Right.
So it's a pretty significant change. It's a lot more opportunity for our hunters.
Yeah, exactly. That's pretty good. Because a lot of people in the urban areas go to Western Maryland to deer hunt. So, you know, that's good to know. And it's all in the e-regulations online, or it's all in your book that you can get with your purchase of your license. All your licensed dealers have those books, and they're fun to read.
Yeah. Always call if you have a question.
Yeah, especially Sunday hunting regulations. They're so much fun to read. Yeah. So.
Well, we don't have any control over
Sunday. I know. That's all. That's all General Assembly. I get that. I've been there, done that. So, but, yeah. Okay, cool. So, antler restrictions, bag limit restrictions.
And then just to jump in, so if you're hunting sika deer or sika deer, depending on how you want to say it, so the antler characteristics or definitions are different for sika deer. Just remember that.
Right.
For sika deer, any polished antler counts as a stag, as an antler deer or a stag.
1 inch
so
or not.
Doesn't matter. Yep. If it's got a half inch of polished bone, which we are very common down there, that still counts as an antler deer in sika terms. And bag limit for sika deer are 3 per weapon season, no more than 1 antlered in each of those.
See, not one stag, 3 hinds?
No, 3, no more than 1 antler.
1 stag.
Yeah. Do I have to go check your harvest record, Alan? Is that what you're telling me?
There ain't enough on it to worry about, Brian.
Yeah, no, it's 3 total.
Per season.
Nine total for the year. Yeah. But within each weapon season, 3 total, no more than 1 can be antlered.
I went out twice during the antlerless season for sika deer. Never saw a deer. Went once in the morning for a couple hours, sat nothing. Went in the evening, feeder went off. I'm like, yeah, man, here they come. You know, stags are screaming in the background, you know. I'm waiting. Nothing. Nothing showed up. So I'm still waiting to take a hind for meat. So
they're hard to beat.
They're an elusive creature.
They are elusive. There's no question about it. But, you know, then – you know, an hour later, a guy goes, yeah, look at this picture. There's 14 on that feeder you were sitting on, you know, a half hour after dark. I'm like, yeah, okay. So that's how it works. But, yeah, they're fun to hunt. So I did take one with a primitive last year.
Did you?
Nice. Yeah, 50 caliber, round ball.
In the February season?
Mm-hmm. February 2nd day. February.
You're 2nd. In an elite crowd. There's not too many people that are brave enough for –
utilize that season
take
fullest.
Advantage of that season.
It was cold.
Yeah, yeah,
it
normally
cold.
Is.
It was cold. And sika deer, man.
It's not cold on the shore.
No, all right. Yeah.
By that time, the deer are pretty educated, so that's good.
True. Yeah, I've had them come in on the marsh where they're actually sliding around on the ice, you know. And then they'll break through, you know, and they'll jump back and they'll take another step, break through. That's
how he got it.
Yeah, slipped on the ice, broke his neck, probably. Yeah. No, there was no ice that day. No, branched antlered is the management standard there. You know, so I've got spike on this feeder, I got spike on that feeder, no branched antlered stag. But
that's a good way to manage sika deer. If I can just throw that plug out there, you know, we don't have antler restrictions for sika deer, but if you've got a club or something and you want to do it, if you make it a branched antler rule, that's all you got to do. It just has to have a forked antler. Then that saves 100% of the yearlings because yearling sika deer, year and a half old, we're talking about, are always spikes. Different height of spikes, but they're pretty much always spikes.
Right.
So if you put a rule in effect that it's a branched antler, that you know, then you know you're taking something
at least
two and a half years old. It's an easy way to do that.
Yep. And don't shoot the hind that's out there a half hour before the feeder goes off. Because that's just a little one.
Right.
It's like a button buck. I mean, they're just
same
a
thing. Yep.
Little one, little butterball, you know, sucking up all the corn and, you know, looks like one of those miniature pigs.
Yeah.
Yeah. It really does. Yeah. I mean, they're crazy.
Teacup pig, is that what they're called?
Yeah, something like that. Yeah, that's what the little sikas look like when they're out there.
That's a good description.
Yeah. I did see one of those pot-bellied pigs one time out in Reisterstown. We were getting an ice cream cone, and down behind the ice cream place was a guy with his barbecue out, and he's barbecuing his hamburgers and hot dogs, and there was a pot-bellied pig running around looking at the grill.
I thought you were going to say it was on the grill.
Not on the grill. No, it was a pet looking at these guys.
It was a warning to the pig to behave.
I wish I would have had the video capability at that time. And there's this pot-bellied pig looking at that barbecue grill. I'm like, oh, my gosh. So, but that's fun. Okay, so sika deer.
About donating deer.
Yeah, let's talk about donating deer. Sure.
Remember, for the hunters out there, just remember that, you know, if you want to take more antlerless deer or you have an antlerless – well, any deer really, but, you know, antlerless deer especially or female deer, you know, there are donation programs out there that you can donate your deer to, and, you know, and it goes to a good cause. You know, farmers and hunters, feeding the hungry is the biggest one. Yeah, in the state. And, you know, they operate at a lot of processors. But there's also, you know, if you don't have an FHFH or farmers and hunters processor near you, or maybe they're out of money for the butchers, there is a tax credit that's available. And that was actually sunsetted, and it expired for a year or two. But actually this past legislative session, it was brought back. And if you take a deer, an antlerless deer, get it butchered, pay for the processing, and then it's donated to, you know, to the needy, you can write that up to $75 of that processing fee off as a tax credit. So it's a $75, you know, you get it back.
You get $75 per deer.
To $300.
So four deer.
So you can use, yeah, if it's 75, you get four deer. If it would be $50, you could get six deer, I guess.
And that's a great plus, because some of these programs run out of money, and some of the butchers fill up early on. I don't need more donate money, you know.
Right.
So
I mean, odds are it's not going to pay all of the processing fee, but it potentially could, depending on where you are, but it'll put a big dent in it.
No question.
And you can still take some more, you know, antlerless deer or female deer. And that just runs through your taxes when you do your taxes at the end of the year. Just make sure you have a receipt for the deer. For the processing.
Got it. I think we'll stop it right there, and we'll come back here shortly with another segment. We'll be right back after these messages.
Madonna Seafood is known for having the best crabs and seafood in Harford County. Madonna Seafood is just a quick scenic trip from Baltimore up to Laney Valley Road. Now, Madonna Seafood Carryout has delicious steamed crabs by the dozen to the bushel, great seafood, pizza, subs, Fisher's popcorn, and a whole lot more. Call into the carryout at 410-557-2722. That's 410-557-CRAB. Madonna Seafood Restaurant is a full-service casual dining restaurant with all-you-can-eat crabs in a quiet atmosphere with an extensive menu. Take exit 27B off the 695 Beltway. That's Delaney Valley Road North, Route 146. Turn left on Norrisville Road, and you've arrived at Madonna Seafood. Madonna Seafood, year-round crabs. 4105 Norrisville Road in Whitehall, Maryland. Madonna Seafood is open at 11 a.m. and closed Mondays. 410-557-CRAB, 2722, madonnaseafood.com. Argo extreme terrain vehicles are what hunters and anglers think when it comes to navigating the toughest terrain. Shanks Argo in Chambersburg is the Mid-Atlantic's premier Argo XTV dealer. From the marshes of the Delmarva to the mountains of Western Maryland, Argo provides extreme terrain performance for getting you there and getting you back. The Argo family of extreme terrain vehicles covers a full range of models for every recreational and professional requirement. Visit Shanks Argo to choose the vehicle series and model that best suits your extreme conditions. The Magnum side-by-side, the Frontier 6x6 and 8x8, the Aurora Huntmaster 8x8, and the Frontier Scout 6x6. You can test drive these in-stock Argos at Shanks Argo, 4900 Molly Pitcher Highway in Chambersburg, PA. 717-375-1025. That's 717-375-1025, or visit shanksargo.com. Argo, the world standard for amphibious off-road mobility at Shanks Argo.
Alan Ellis here for MilSpec Spray-On Truck Liners. MilSpec Spray-On Truck Bed Liners provide unmatched protection for your vehicle with the toughest bed liners on the market. And MilSpec liners support veterans and military families. Whether you're a hunter, crabber, angler, contractor, farmer, waterman, or weekend warrior, your MilSpec liner with a nationwide lifetime warranty protects your truck bed from scrapes and impacts no matter what your gear. Tree stands, tackle boxes, crab pots, any kind of tools. Have your MilSpec liner installed at Superior Linings and Truck Accessories, located off Ritchie Highway at 81 Dover Road in Glen Burnie. Call Bobby Hawkins at 410-789-0199. That's 789-0199. And Maryland Spray Linings is just off Security Boulevard, 2076 Lord Baltimore Drive in Windsor Mill. Call Jack Carver. That number is 410-455-0800. 455-0800. These MilSpec liner dealers can install any truck accessories, tonneau covers, step bars, toolboxes, truck hitches, and more. Schedule your appointment today to get your MilSpec liner installed.
Dorchester County is the beating heart of sika deer hunting in Maryland. In Cambridge, hunters will find a real treasure for outfitting their sika and whitetail deer properties, Chesapeake Seed and Feed. First of all, Chesapeake Seed and Feed stocks deer corn by the bag or the pallet, deer supplements featuring Tecumati products, and all the seed for the finest food plots. Chesapeake Seed and Feed carries 12-point hunting blinds, HB feeders in stock with capacities up to 1,000 pounds of corn, capsule brand lifetime feeders, Moultrie feeders and accessories, apple, cracker, blocks, all that with supplies and food for pets, wild birds, farm, lawn, and garden. For deer corn, hunting blinds, deer feeders, and apple cracker deer feed, stop by Chesapeake Seed and Feed. 10-1 Cedar Street in Cambridge, Maryland. Call 410-228-4392. That's 410-228-4392. And the website, ChesapeakeSeedandFeed.com.
Nothing is more frustrating than a dead battery. When your truck won't start or your boat or ATV leaves you stranded far from home, that's not good. The solution is Battery Warehouse. Not only does Battery Warehouse provide batteries for your car or truck, you can find marine batteries for cranking or trolling, ATV batteries, tractor batteries, motorcycle batteries, and batteries for all outdoors equipment. Did you know Battery Warehouse has batteries for wild game feeders, dog collars, cell phones, predator calls, and trail cameras? How about your video camera? Or if you tow your boat or trailer, your trailer brake control battery? Any battery you need. Battery Warehouse, convenient to you. Bel Air, Frederick, Glen Burnie, Dundalk, Hagerstown, Westminster, Eldersburg, Parkville. Visit BatteryWarehouseMaryland.com online for the phone numbers and more information. When you need a hot flash, get to the Battery Warehouse near you.
Baltimore is listening to Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County. And now, back to the Outdoorsman Radio Show with Alan and Robin Ellis.
Leaves are turning, there's a chill in the air. Campfires are burning, we're gathered round in chairs. Three generations of hunting in our veins, talking about what might happen on opening day. Where the man's calling for southwest winds, gonna have to change my plans. Guess I won't be hunting the power line, I'm moving to the boat seat stand. Sighted in my rifle and she sure is shooting straight, but I'll meet up with the jitters, y'all. It's opening day.
Okay, folks. Well, we ran a little long that last segment, so we didn't get our commercials in time, but we're going to do them right now, and then we'll continue on with the rest of the show. So, hey, you know, Spurry's Tire Service. It's located at the corner of Dover and L8 Roads, just off Route 50 right there in Easton. That's where the locals get their tires and their auto service work done. Harvest season's about over, so the farm jobs are about over, but, you know, good old Spurry's, they take care of your car with American-made Bridgestone and Firestone tires, and if you need anything else, they got them or can get them. Spurry's Tire Service has the tires for your car, your truck, any make, any model. Spurry's Tire Service has any tire for any machine in your backyard to your barnyard, garden tractors to farm tractors and all the farm machinery. If you own a trailer or an ATV, Spurry's has the tires. Spurry's offers tire repair and full-service automotive repair. They'll check, they'll diagnose and repair your vehicle when that check engine light comes on. They do oil changes and brakes and everything else. Their 24-hour truck service and more has kept Spurry's customers, including Robin and me and our family, satisfied for over 30 years. Stop by with no appointment needed for tires or give Spurry's Tire Service in Easton a call. That number is 410-822-7384. They do inspections too. Visit their website, spurrystire.com, 410-822, no appointment needed for tires. 410-822-7384 for Spurry's Tire Service. Hey, look, winter's here. You got plenty of time to, you know, make a great purchase at Backyard Billy's, and they've got a lot of that stuff on sale, the picnic tables and the furniture and that type of stuff. But what I want to talk to you about are the fireplace inserts and the freestanding wooden pellet stove. So the fireplace inserts go like this. They have several brands of gas fireplace inserts, company called Enviro, a company called Regency. They also have pellet stove inserts, which are great, automatic feed, ready to go. And they do sell the pellets by the bag or the pallet. They have the gas, the pellet, the wood fireplace inserts, and freestanding wood stoves. And then for those of you who have restrictions on fossil fuels or wood or pellets or something like that where you live, but you have a fireplace insert that you'd like to install, they have a great electric fireplace insert. It looks just like a fireplace, and you can put it in there. They do all the work. Backyard Hearth America at Backyard Billy's did the installation on ours. They did the chimney. They helped us with a mason to, you know, put the stonework up. They did the inside work, the outside work. Just fabulous. We're very happy with their service work, their friendly service. Brian, I can't say enough about Brian down there, and if you meet him, you'll know why. He's just a friendly guy. So there we go. Backyard Billy's. You'll see all that stuff when you go in past the barbecue grills on the left-hand side of the showroom. You can see the whole selection of stoves and inserts right there at Hearth America at Backyard Billy's. A huge assortment of outdoor fire pits and rings to warm up those chilly fall evenings if you like. Keep in mind, Hearth America at Backyard Billy's is the premier fireplace, stove, and hearth dealer in the region. BackyardBillies.com, Hearth America Facebook page. Phone number is 410-827-4500. 410-827-4500. They're open 7 days a week, including this weekend. Route 50, exit 44B, coming from the bridge, Evans Avenue, Graysonville. You'll be glad you did. Now, I got to tell you one more time about Clyde's Sports Shop, 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road in Lansdowne, your full-line Browning dealer. You know, a lot of people like to shoot sporting clays and shotgun sports and things like that. Well, the Satori, the over-and-under model, and there's three or four different models of Satori. It's a beautiful over-and-under model with different selections of vented ribs on the tops, but they've got some of them have ported barrels, some of them have high ribs, some of them have low ribs. Some of them were built for hunting. Some of them were built specifically for shooting in a shotgun sports. Like I said, sporting clays and trap and skeet and things like that. And the trap-specific firearm at Clyde Sports Shop, if you're a trap shooter, is the BT-99. Single shot, shotgun with a superior fit and reliability, all steel components, a trap recoil pad, and walnut stock. Why not stop by and see the shotgun shooting sports shotguns by Browning at Clyde Sports Shop, your full-line Browning dealer for Clyde's Sports Shop. Firearms, licenses, ammunition, scope mounting, and accessory. 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road in Lansdowne / Halethorpe since 1957. 410-242-6108, 242-6108, ClydeSportsShop.com. www.ClydeSportsShop.com is the website. Open 7 days a week. Stop by and say hi, your full-line Browning dealer. Now we can continue with the rest of the show. Research. You guys are all involved in research. I salute the biologists of Maryland DNR. I always have, always will throughout my entire career because you guys, boots on the ground, and you guys, our wildlife and fisheries management here in Maryland is based on science.
That's correct.
Now, there's some political influence along the way, but the bulk of it is based on science, which is, I'd say, a rarity. I don't know. You meet with other deer managers, and I'm sure they roll their eyes when you talk about the governors and their interference and their general assemblies or their legislatures and interference on the seasons and regulations. So we don't have that so much here in Maryland.
We're pretty fortunate here in Maryland,
yeah.
You know. And
yep.
We definitely have some oversight, but
All
in all, it's mostly driven by science.
Whatever you guys say, whatever you find, and that type of thing. So let's talk about sika deer.
Yeah, so sika deer, we're actually in the tail end of a priest's large-scale sika deer project. So we're working with the University of Delaware. They've been out collaring hinds during the winters and equipping them with some specialized equipment that allows us to actually locate calves when they're born in the spring. So the project, it's aimed at trying to get a better understanding, one, of kind of the area that these hinds are using, but more importantly, what the birth rates are. You know, how many calves are these hinds having? What's the survival rate, the success of these hinds actually going into the population? Now, that's kind of the missing, key missing thing that we really don't have a good grasp on for sika. So we're in that third year of it. This winter, their crew will be out there putting collars on hinds. I want to say the goal is to get 30 hinds each year. Mm-hmm. And hopefully we get, in theory, 30 calves out of that. Last year they got 30 hinds, and they were able to get their hands on, I believe, 22 calves.
That's
which was really great.
Really good.
That's good.
Really good.
And, they're I don't want to spoil too much, but we're getting some really good results out of that.
Glad to hear that.
Determining what the causes of mortalities are for those calves and kind of even just the timing of that calving and where they're giving birth.
Spoiler alert, not coyotes.
That is one spoiler we can't give. It's not coyotes.
No, but we can't give it away. It's bald eagles. Just saying.
No, it's not that either.
Yeah, not bald eagles either. Well, I mean, I think tide is probably the biggest killer of sika deer that I can think of. You know, when you get a sudden surge tide or something like that.
Water seems to be playing some role in it.
Yeah,
But just to head off any rumors, there's not very much mortality going on.
Yeah.
Right.
We'll say that.
Mm-hmm. Right.
There's surprisingly less mortality than whitetails for sure. Mm-hmm. Than we see with whitetails.
I mean, these are critters that, you know, came from marsh country in Japan. They've adapted to the marshes here in Maryland and other places, but mostly Maryland, for 100 years.
Mm-hmm.
So, and there seems to be more and more and more and more of them.
Yes.
You know, what is the I know we talked about 13,000-15,000.
Are
we still there?
It's about 18 at this point.
It's up?
Yeah.
That's good.
Now pushing more towards 20,000.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. And that plays into the other research that we do every year. You know, we talked about processors and how we're out there collecting CWD samples, but we're also out there collecting age data and sex data, and that all gets built into these models that we use to estimate what the sika deer population
right.
looks like and what our whitetail population looks like.
So what's the farthest range that you know of the sika deer in Maryland?
Oh, geez. They're expanding.
Cecil, yeah, we've had to.
We've had to talk about the one in Cecil County, but I know there's more. Yeah. More in Cecil County. Aberdeen, I believe, has seen a couple, and there's you know, that type of thing. There's sika on camera in Cecil County, mm-hmm. even now. But I don't know. Have we killed any in Kent yet?
We definitely have killed in Queen Anne's, and
I don't
know if we've actually taken one out of Kent or not. But we definitely have mm-hmm. harvested in Queen Anne's. Cecil.
That's a rarity, though.
It is. It's mostly young males dispersing.
Yeah.
Don't see them on the western shore
very
often.
However, they used to be raised in southern Maryland.
They did. I mean, there's been captive sika deer different places in Maryland and also fallow deer as well.
Right.
We got a good population of fallow deer in Talbot County.
Right.
So not to jump in on Jonathan, but just knowing the sika deer history. But we haven't seen a whole lot on the western shore. And if one does pop up on the western shore, it's possible it got there on its own, but we would probably look really hard and question whether it mm-hmm. made it there on its own or if it was a remnant from a captive or something.
I don't know if people know this, but they all have the same genetic makeup from the original 16 or whatever, 32.
It was single digits, wasn't it?
It was two, actually. Yeah. So, yeah, that was some of the research we did in the past. And, yeah, the genetics show that the whole population probably came from two individuals, and the way it was just explained to me, those two individuals could have even been siblings. And they do just...
Ew!
Hey, don't judge.
But we don't see any regressive genes like the albinism gene in the piebalds and that type of thing in sika deer.
No.
Very rarely anything.
Yeah, you know, early on there was some hypotheses that the small antlers were the result, you know, of the small stock. But if you look at, like you said, where they came from in Japan,
right,
they're that the exact same size antlers.
Right.
So it probably is a genetic effect, but it actually happened probably thousands of years
ago. Yeah, of course.
In Japan, not here.
Right. Yeah. I got it. Okay. And they all came from one island in Japan, is that?
This subspecies, came from Yakushima.
Yakushima. Island. I can never remember that. Yeah. Well, my wife, when I'm in the stand, I always tell her to whisper. So it's prime time. I'm going into predator mode. Could you do a little prayer, whisper for me? You know, Robin, she always complies. She was. I said, remember, I'm in Dorchester County. You're going to have to whisper in Chinese or Japanese. So, anyway, she doesn't get much.
Does it work?
The answer is she doesn't get my jokes. Or she'll say to some. I told a joke the other day. She's, that's about the 300th time he's told that one. I'm like, well, you know, so be it. So, Oh, my goodness. Isn't
classics.
That fun?
That's what those are called, classics.
Classics, exactly right, classics. That's for sure, no question about it. All right, let me do this real quick. And there I found the spot I was looking for. How about that? Finally right here at the end. But this is the one I really want to tell you about. I'm shuffling papers, folks. I hope you don't mind. This is as real as it gets for a radio show, I think. All right. Let me do this, and we'll come back here in a few minutes.
Hey, if you know a lot about guns or not much but want to learn, Bel Air Gun Range provides a place to shoot, practice, and learn in a family-friendly environment. And you can make your selection from the showroom when you're ready to own a firearm. Now, at Bel Air Gun Range, the public indoor gun range is open 7 days a week with no membership fee required. Rental firearms are on hand. Bel Air Gun Range memberships are available to individuals, couples, and families on an annual basis. The gun range stocks handguns, rifles, and shotguns for shooting sports and competition, hunting, and home protection. Ammunition, too. And Bel Air Gun Range buys, consigns, sells, and transfers new and used firearms. Bel Air Gun Range offers personal firearms classes with an NRA-certified instructor. HQL courses can be taken in a group or virtually from the convenience of your home. For more details about Bel Air Gun Range, services, sales, and classes, stop by 2137 North Fountain Green Road in Bel Air, Maryland, or visit the website belairgunrange.com. The phone number is 410-399-9518. That's 399-9518. Be safe, shoot, and have fun at Bel Air Gun Range.
Hey, Apple Cracker Deer Feed Blocks use the supercharged flavor of apples to attract deer. And Apple Cracker Deer Feed keeps them coming back with a blend of grains, protein, and minerals. Use the blocks, or if you have a feeder, use Apple Cracker Spinoff. Dirt Digger Minerals come in three flavors. Molasses Craze, Apple Craze, and Cherry Craze flavors blended with the best combination of scents and minerals that deer crave. Apple Cracker Deer Feed and Dirt Digger Minerals are available at leading hunting retailers, hardware stores, and feed stores across the Mid-Atlantic. For a dealer locator, product information, or to become a dealer, visit applecrackerdeerfeed.com or call Stoltz Foose Mineral Supply at 484-429-3929. That's 484-429-3929, applecrackerdeerfeed.com.
It's time to practice your wing shooting and sight in your firearms. At Delmarva Sporting Clays and Rifle Range, you can do both. Located just off Route 50 in Mardella Springs, you'll find a 50-station sporting clays range and a firearms range for handgun, rifles, shotguns, and muzzleloaders with distances from 25 to 500 yards. Take Old Bradley Road to get to Delmarva Sporting Clays and Rifle Range. Inside the Delmarva Sporting Clays retail store, you can browse new and used firearms in the gun room or select your favorite ammunition. See the 10-point crossbows and tons of hunting accessories to make your day. Delmarva Sporting Clays and Rifle Range will buy or trade your firearm. If you own a collection, they're interested. Stop by Delmarva Sporting Clays and Rifle Range in Mardella Springs, open every day except Christmas. The website is dscfff.com. Call 410-742-2023 for an appointment for Sporting Clays. That's 410-742-2023 for Delmarva Sporting Clays and Rifle Range.
Madonna Seafood is known for having the best crabs and seafood in Harford County. Madonna Seafood is just a quick scenic trip from Baltimore up to Laney Valley Road. Now, Madonna Seafood Carryout has delicious steamed crabs by the dozen to the bushel, great seafood, pizza, subs, Fisher's popcorn, and a whole lot more. Call into the carryout at 410-557-2722. That's 410-557-CRAB. Madonna Seafood Restaurant is a full-service casual dining restaurant with all-you-can-eat crabs in a quiet atmosphere with an extensive menu. Take exit 27B off the 695 Beltway. That's Delaney Valley Road North, Route 146. Turn left on Norrisville Road, and you've arrived at Madonna Seafood. Madonna Seafood, year-round crabs. 4105 Norrisville Road in Whitehall, Maryland. Madonna Seafood is open at 11 a.m. and closed Mondays. 410-557-CRAB, 2722, madonnaseafood.com.
Alan Ellis here for Mil-Spec Brayon Truckliners.
MilSpec spray-on truck bedliners provide unmatched protection for your vehicle with the toughest bedliners on the market, and MilSpec liners support veterans and military families. Whether you're a hunter, a crabber, an angler, a contractor, a farmer, waterman, a weekend warrior, your MilSpec liner with a nationwide lifetime warranty protects your truck bed from scrapes and impacts no matter what your gear, tree stands, tackle box, crab pots, any kind of tools. Have your MilSpec liner installed at Maryland Spray Linings. That's just off Security Boulevard, 2076 Lord Baltimore Drive in Windsor Mill. Call Jack Carver at 410-455-0800. That's 455-0800. Superior Linings and Truck Accessories, located off Ritchie Highway at 81 Dover Road in Glen Burnie. Call Bobby Hawkins at 410-789-0199. That's 789-0199. These MilSpec liner dealers can install any truck accessories, tonneau covers, step bars, toolboxes, truck hitches, and more. Schedule your appointment to have your truck protected with a MilSpec liner today.
Baltimore is listening to Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County. And now, back to the Outdoorsman Radio Show with Alan and Robin Ellis.
Filling coolers, loading up, a weather beam mag, Marty Robbins turned up. Boys, I'm getting nervous, my knees are getting weak. I can almost see them coming out of them trees. Big bulls, big bucks, mountain roads and pickup trucks. Hunting all day just to catch a glimpse of big bulls, big bucks, yeah.
Can tell the folks about Clyde Sports Shop. Well, if you're looking for a great rifle, I'm going to recommend one from Clyde Sports Shop, the X-Bolt Hunter from Browning. Now, Clyde's is your full-line Browning dealer, and the X-Bolt, been around for a while. It was the predecessor, or the predecessor was the A-Bolt, which I have a 300 mag, which I've shot my Maryland Bear with, as a matter of fact. But if you want a fancy one, get the Medallion. That's got the rosewood caps on the grip and on the forend. But the X-Bolt Hunter, that's the one you want to take in the woods. It's got a nice satin walnut finish stock. It doesn't reflect. It's got a matte blue barrel, detachable rotary magazine, a short throw bolt, and an adjustable trigger. And it's just a typical, good-looking, big-game rifle. Put your best optics on it, and you'll be just fine with that X-Bolt Hunter. And the X-Bolt comes in all different styles and colors and camos and Cerakotes and all that stuff. So you can see all the X-Bolts at Clyde Sports Shop, 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road in Lansdowne. They're just off Beltway exit number 9. And you could call it Halethorpe, too, if you wanted. They've been around since 1957, been a full-line Browning dealer since the 60s, so they got them all, rifles, shotguns, handguns. Why not stop by? Give them a call, 410-242-6108. That's 242-6108, area code 410. They're open 7 days a week for firearms, licenses, ammunition, scope mounting, and they have the scopes, too. And accessories, it's Clyde's Sports Shop. You'll be glad you did. Welcome back, everybody. This is the final segment of today's show. We want to thank Jonathan Trudeau and Brian Eiler for being here, the High Muckety Mucks in the DNR and the game program, that's for sure, Wildlife and Heritage Service. And they're gracious enough. Brian, you've been doing this for a long time with us here in the first day of deer season.
It's probably been over 20 years.
Yeah, I'm sure.
I was here with Bob Beyer, and that was probably 20. And that was my first one or two, and that was probably 20 years ago.
Or
longer.
But I miss Bob. He was a great guy.
He was a good guy. He really was. So, yeah. I'm in the position he was in when I started.
How about that?
Yeah.
Bob measured my first rack buck.
Nice. That's cool. Yeah, he was a scorer. Yeah,
he was a major. Yeah. So 20 and a half. He said it's 20 and a half. Well, now that's, of course, 20 and 4/8. We got to be specific.
Right.
But, 120 and 4/8. Nice 8-point.
That's nice.
Yeah, 120. I was happy with it. Firearm killed and make the record book, but that's okay. Yeah. I'm very happy watching that thing every day above my fireplace.
Yeah. So, memories.
Yep. Above the fireplace insert that was installed by Hearth America at Backyard Village. So I throw that in there. So we were talking about research. Now, we talked about a lot of stuff. We talked about bag limits, antler restrictions. We talked about deer diseases. We talked about safety. We talked about sick of deer, bag limits, all that stuff. We talked about sick of deer research program. Now there's a bear program research going on.
We just, this past summer, we started a rather large-scale black bear research project that's geared primarily at getting a more recent and more accurate abundance estimate. We want to know how many bears we have in kind of Garrett, Allegheny County, Washington, Frederick County, and we're hoping to get some estimates outside the area, but it's to be determined on that.
Yeah.
But yeah,
we're in a migration area right there between Pennsylvania and West Virginia. I mean, we got, you know, the mountains, and they just travel those valleys back and forth. I get
that. We definitely share our bear population with the surrounding mid-Atlantic states.
No question.
There's very few areas in Maryland that are large enough or far away enough, I should say, from a border of another state to say that bear is only in Maryland.
Right.
Most of our bears bounce back and forth.
Of course.
And, you know, every year there's one of a bear that we tag harvested in either Pennsylvania or West Virginia.
And vice versa.
Yeah.
I'm sure.
Yeah.
So I got it. Yeah, I remember that it was one hit on the highway up there. Somebody said it was up in Finzel, and it was originally a Pennsylvania bear. It had been tagged in Pennsylvania.
Which
wound up making a record book here in Maryland.
So. Yeah.
But anyway, good.
Yeah.
So what's the program? Are you stringing barbed wire around stumps and pouring honey on them?
of sorts. So
we're
working with the University of Maryland, so we're using a school in-state, which is great.
That's good.
So Dr. Jennifer Molnack, she's kind of the point of contact from University of Maryland. And we're actually be putting out about 40 GPS collars on bears across that range with the idea of getting a better estimate of how much area these bears are using.
Much cheaper than barbed wire and honey, I'm sure.
But we're also putting some barbed wire up.
Okay.
So we're putting collars on sows. We're also going to be putting collars on some juvenile males.
Cool.
Because I'm sure a lot of your listeners have heard that we've had bears popping up further and further east.
Oh, yeah.
You know, we have bears that are in Baltimore County, live in Baltimore County.
I think several years ago there were 5 of them killed on the interstates around here.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
I mean, 695, 70, and you know, 83.
Yeah, reports of bears, you know, road kills are definitely increasing outside that traditional area.
So how many road kills a year overall?
It varies. No, it ranges anywhere from 50 to over 100.
Road kills?
Yes, road kills.
Okay.
I don't know the exact numbers off the top of my head for last year, but I know we were right around our average.
Yeah, okay.
I want to say it was like in the 60-ish range.
State Farm didn't issue a report on that one.
No, not directly.
Okay.
But,
all right.
Yeah, but no, we're also going to be putting hair snares out, and that's what we're going to be doing a genetic study on to get at that abundance estimate. So
hair snare, ladies and gentlemen, is just what I said. It's barbed wire surrounding a stump that you put a bait on. The bear crawls over the barbed wire. It leaves hair on the barbed wire, hopefully pulls out the roots. They do the bear study, the DNA study on the bear hair, and then they can determine how many bears are hitting each bait and what the population is in that area based on how many hair snares there are in the area. Am I right?
You're right. What do you need me for, Dix? I didn't need to explain it. You did a great job.
Well, I've reported on the first one and the second one, and Brian and I have talked about the bear snares.
So
the first one was, 2011 and then 2016?
It's been a while.
Yeah, it's been a good while. So that's good. I'm glad to hear it.
Yeah, you know, bear and bear hunting is definitely a hot topic, and our goal is, like we talked about earlier, science-based management. So we're trying to get the best information we have in order to ensure we're managing the population soundly.
No question. So from 2011 to 2016, I think we went from something like 1,100 to 1,500 in that five-year period. Now, there got to be 2,000 bears or more at least in Maryland now, if not more.
Yeah, we estimate there's right around 2,000, to be honest, that may be a low ball.
I think Pope and Young Club just put out this state. Somebody put out a state-by-state bear population, whatever, and Maryland was 2,000 at the time.
Yeah, so that's our goal is we really want to know, how many bears do we have?
And are we harvesting enough?
It's tough to say. You know, and Garrett County is number one year after year after year for most bears. You know, it's our highest percent of bears killed.
How about our bear-human interactions?
So we've seen that kind of stabilize in Garrett County. That's stayed pretty consistent over the years.
Well, people learn to, lock up their garbage and stuff. You live in Garrett County.
But, you go to other states that lost their bear hunt. No, I'm not going to say what states.
New Jersey.
You go to some states that lost their bear hunt.
Right.
And it's
Colorado.
it's a trend that you can't argue with.
Right.
You see, you know, the next year the instances increase, and then they get bear hunt again, and then it decreases pretty rapidly.
Right.
So, you know, we're encouraged this year. You know, it was up. We were at 125 bears this year, up from 103
Was 125 the highest?
No. The highest is 167.
Wow. Okay.
Yeah, that was a year or two after we got rid of the quota hunt.
Yeah. Okay.
So, and then from then it's gone down a little bit, but it's kind of stayed right in that 100 to 140-ish range in general.
All dependent on, let me think, acorns, weather. What other excuses do you guys put in the press release? I can't remember. Hunter effort.
I'll say this. From talking to hunters this year, it seemed like the crop of hunters, they were a lot more willing to stay out there.
That's what you need.
Yeah. And that's key with bear hunting, you know, with so many limitations on, you know, can't bait, can't use electronic calls or anything like that, you know, staying out there and getting boots on the ground and staying where you see bear sign is key. I can't tell you how many hunters I had come in that said, I saw bear sign all over the place, and I asked them how long they sat there, and they're like, well, I sat there for the morning.
Yeah.
I'm like, well, go back there, stay. If there's sign.
No question. They're walking through. And if you saw the sign, that answers the question.
Exactly. And even if one bear was shot there already, there's more bears.
I asked Bob Byer that question. On the air, I asked Bob Byer that question.
I remember, yeah.
Yeah. Well, that's true. Yeah. You know, you put in the effort. Mm-hmm. You know, you stay there all day. But so many guys, just like deer hunting.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, man, I'm getting hungry. It's 10 o'clock. Hey, thank you for walking out at 10 o'clock because I'm staying till noon. Yeah. So when you walk out, if you hear a shot, thanks. You know, I love it when guys move around deer season.
Yeah, human behavior is a huge part of what we see, whether it's a bear harvest or deer harvest, because it's the same, you know. I mean, the bear harvest was up. Well, the deer harvest was up a lot, too. So this year, you know, figuring out which factors it was, but it largely was just hunters being in the woods more, mm-hmm. you know. So this year they wanted to be in the woods more so far, and, yeah, so we've seen our harvest
increase. Was it weather, mass crop, or anything like that?
Well, that plays into it, too. That definitely plays into it, too. But, you know, but that can, you know, mass crop can actually typically will work against you.
Exactly.
If you have a lot of acorns, your harvest is going to go down. So.
All right, fellas, we've had a great time. We got to wrap this up with a few closing remarks, and I'll make mine first, and then you guys can go ahead. We'll do a couple commercials and then sign out for the day, and Aaron can run us right out to the end of the show. So I want to thank you guys for being here. A lot of knowledge, a lot of accumulated knowledge between you two fellas, and we thank you for sharing it here on the Outdoors and Radio Show.
Well, thanks for having us. We appreciate it every year.
We broke your maiden this morning. This is your first time doing this live, right?
This is my first time in person. Every other time last year I was supposed to come out here, but it snowed in Garrett County.
That's right.
So I didn't feel like driving in ice.
Okay. Well, did you have fun?
I did. This was great.
All right.
Thanks for having me.
I mean, even though Brian was here. Okay.
I have to deal with him every day.
That's how it is.
I hear you.
No, thanks. It's been a pleasure as always.
So. All right. Well, thank you, guys. I appreciate that. And look, folks, everybody that's out there, you know, just thank the Creator for this great opportunity to have to be in God's nature. Be safe out there and make sure that you give thanks when you get your harvest, because it is a gift. And more and more I hunt, the more and more I believe that. So thank you very much. Now I got to share a couple of our sponsor spots here, and we'll check out, and Aaron can take it to the end. And by the way, since I won't say it during the music, I'll say it now. Get out, stay out. Stay safe. Love your family. Love the Lord. And we'll see you next week.